Welcome to the Big Bold Faith Podcast, a podcast dedicated to getting real, bold, and honest when it comes to living and fighting for your everyday faith. My name is Brittany. Good morning, good morning. And we're in this beautiful season three that I'm excited about because it's really about just taking our time in this season. And I'm excited for you to be here on this journey with me. It's a lot different. If you guys have been with me for a couple of seasons, you'll notice that the cadence and the tone of my voice is a little bit different. That doesn't mean I'm any less excited about my journey or the assignment. But, you know, different things require different seasons. And I think that this will bless a lot of people wherever you are in whatever season that you're in. But I just wanted to welcome you. And I wanted to say good morning. We're in these many little seeds that we are sprinkling throughout our days as encouragement, as edification, as what I feel I'm instructed to do in this season. And life can be hard. And sometimes you need reminders. Sometimes you need friends. Sometimes you just need a reminder of what word that God has already told you. He's already instructed you to do. And I hope that you get a little bit of revelation. You receive hope and joy and peace and love, self-control, gentleness, all the fruits of the Spirit that is needed for you in this season. Because if we're honest, life doesn't always go the way that we planned it. And that's okay. It's okay because when we wake up in the morning, we are bestowed upon a new day. And the world was set with us in mind for that day. And even if you get nothing done on your list of to-dos, if you don't get that certain project, that job, whatever your goal was for the day, it's okay. I don't think that we tell people it's enough and that it's okay. I think the world wants us to be busy. I think the world wants us to continue to hurry and to miss out on life and be just a person that sets goals. And let me just say, goals are not a bad thing. Vision is not a bad thing. You were set with purpose in mind when you were born, when you woke up this morning. And I don't want to take that away, but I do want to extend grace to you. I do want to extend peace to your mind. That if it didn't happen today, if it didn't happen yesterday, if it didn't happen tomorrow, you're fine. You're exactly where you need to be. And everything that is yours will come in due season, in due time. Don't rush life along. Don't try to get everything and forget to enjoy the moments and the memories, to laugh, to be still, to enjoy yourself in the journey. And with all of that being said, I wanted to talk on this specific topic about being led. Yes, yes, you heard it, being led. I was recently reading something and it was mentioning kind of us going through life and having like a certain inclination within our spirits and our souls, right? Talking about kind of that feeling that you get. And many of us know the feeling, right? I've always experienced, I'll speak in first person here. I've always experienced something to be pulling on me, right? Of course, we have the world that's pulling for our attention day by day. But there's also things in us that are innate to us that we feel called to, that we feel pulled to, that we feel led to do, led not to do, right? Some people would call it the Holy Spirit. When you're in tune with the Father, it's being in God's will. If you're too much into the world, you might get that voice confused, but we are all led to something by something. Now, the world would challenge you by saying you should follow what you're led to do or purpose, but We as believers for the kingdom take heed to understand that not everything that we're led to is a good idea, right? Just because you want Oreos for breakfast doesn't mean that you should be led to do that very thing. It comes with discipline. It comes with consistency. It comes with having the right mindset. But what shook me was really the thought of, what about the times that our bodies or our souls are telling us to do something good, even though it doesn't seem good? I'll share this story with you. Earlier, I think it was a couple of months ago. When was it? It was in... Okay, so this is the thing. I'm having a hard time remembering the actual date because the first time that I was supposed to go, I ended up canceling my trip. And then with good and wise counsel, I rescheduled my trip. So I believe when I was supposed to go, I guess I can just start from the beginning. We'll start from the beginning with the story so you guys have a bit of a context. But I had been just living life. And, you know, I know a little bit of Spanish. Hablo español a little bit, un poco, depende del día. Pero this particular time, I just heard a lot of Spanish. Everywhere I go, everywhere I went, every person that I interacted with, it was either me hearing Spanish or hearing Mexico. And it was interesting at first, because sometimes I notice it and I'm like, okay, God, that's just a reminder of what I'm supposed to be doing. Great. But it was so heavy that it felt like I was in the city itself. And I live more in the suburbs. I don't live like in the city. So it was just like an influx of voices that I was hearing. And I was like, okay, we didn't overpopulate overnight. Like my whole city did not become that diverse. And I was like, okay, God, I'm feeling led to go to Mexico, feeling led. And as the time approached, I got nervous. I got scared. I didn't want to do it. I didn't feel motivated. I didn't understand. God just told me to go. He didn't really tell me what or whatnot, or at least I felt like going. So after I canceled it and then I rebooked it, I went down to Tulum, Mexico. And when I got there, you guys know how we are, right? We try to say, okay, God, I'm here. I followed your instructions. Give me your holy revelation. What do you want me to do? Who do you want me to save? Like, why are we here? And it's funny because God did not tell me anything once I was there. Like, he was with me. I was safe. Spanish came back to me as like my first language, which is always very shocking. And then there's people that I met and there's people that I chatted with. And the whole time, I think I got distracted because I was looking for God to come down and have like, I don't want to say a Shekinah glory moment because I don't want to use that in vain. But I was looking for something for God to say, okay, you're here. And this is why I wanted to show you. It was actually quite the opposite. I saw a lot of darkness more than I saw light. And I was like, God, I don't understand why you have me in a dark place. Why would you call me to such a place, right? I'm like, why would you call me where I see certain things? Like, things just seemed off without giving too much. And then there was one particular day that God decided to wake me up at 1:30 in the morning. On my vacation, y'all, on my vacation. And so we abide, we do what we do. We wake up. And so me being me, woke up and decided to do what I normally do. Okay, God, you can wake us up at 1:30. Great. Let me wake up for my watch hour time. Let me pray. Prayed, read my Bible, tried to go back to sleep. That didn't work. So I got clever and I said, ooh, okay. I'm going to go work out. Now, mind you, it's like 3 a.m. in the morning. I'm the only person up working out, listening to gospel music. I think I worked out for like 2 hours. Then it was 5 a.m. and I was like, dang, there's still nothing to do. The sun has not come up yet. And got dressed, watched a podcast. Thankfully, there was YouTube in the room. And then after that, it was like 6 or 7. I don't think breakfast was until 8. Got to breakfast. And your girl was still wide awake. And I was like, okay, God, cool. So I had planned to go to the beach this particular day. I said, okay, I'm going to go. I had my reservations about it. I was like, this is going to be dumb. This is going to be stupid. Again, we go where the spirit tells us to go, right? In spite of what our feelings are, we obey. So I get to the beach, and it's the most beautiful image, you guys. The visuals, the experience. It was literally like God had rented the whole beach for me and him. Nobody else was on the beach. It was like on a Wednesday. I had my own private cabana. I didn't even have to pay for it. There was no running kids. There was no running adults. Like, nobody was bothering me. It was like 4 hours of pure bliss. Now, the funny thing at this time was I had become tired at this point, right? It was like maybe noon or 12 or 10 o'clock. And all of a sudden, I got tired. Well, your girl's all by herself, right? And so I couldn't just go to sleep on the beach by myself. I probably could have, but I was just like, okay, God, now you want to tire me out. Now you want to give me rest. Now you brought me out from where I was in the busyness of moving and shaking. And you didn't even ask me to do anything. You didn't give me any revelation. You didn't even get me an assignment. You brought me out here to rest. And I think about all the times that we have this inclination in our soul of something. I call them to be led, or I call them like pullings, right? It's similar to feeling pulled to do something. And I've had the distinction when I'm discerning of pullings that are good and pullings that are bad. I know people that pull on me for a distraction, and I have to be mindful of those things. Not because they're evil or they mean in any ill intent, but that those pullings can lead you away from what God actually has you to do in your season. Those pullings can pull you away from being balanced and focused with vision, and to be able to have the energy to withstand and have the sustainability to do life. And then there's the pullings of good things that re-energize you, and even the good things can cause you to have lack of energy. But there's a pulling that's going on, because obviously we're in a spiritual warfare daily. And to be mindful of those things are what's going to help propel you into a more focused area of your spiritual growth and your spiritual health. And I know you're going to say, wait, what? What is going on? And you guys know, I mean, this is why the scripture says, when God talks about us being able to know his voice and a stranger we will not listen to. But sometimes we allow the world to get in our heads, so we don't really know what God sounds like. And God can be verbal, God can be nonverbal. And I like to think that God is nonverbal too. And I think about all the nonverbal cues that I've missed from God when he's asked me to do something as crazy as to go to Tulum, even when I didn't want to go. And I didn't have like a full moment. I don't know if I'll ever know why I went. I just know that there have been times, there have been things that have been pulling on my heart for a really long time that I've ignored, that I've dismissed, that I've said, oh no, I can't do that now. I have to work. Oh no, I can't do that now because that seems crazy. I don't have enough. I don't, like, whatever the excuse is. And what I want to present to you is, what are the things that have been on your mind that maybe, A, you've forgotten to resubmit to God to ask if it's of him? Or maybe something that you just need to do. Like, let's not get it twisted, you guys. I think so many times we want to have a perfectionist spirit, including myself. And sometimes the best way to learn is to go and know that God will correct your steps. Now, we're not trying to be foolish. We're not trying to get involved into worldly things that we know are not right. So I'm not going to tell you to do something that's of the world. But we'll use and in the sense. And God has instructed you to do something with purpose. And I'll reprise something I said on my Instagram earlier. And I shared with a couple of different people this week. It's kind of my word of knowledge for this week is we don't listen to the very thing that God has already told us to do. We disobey instead. And we disobey because, or at least I feel like, we think that we have options. We think that we have options to do other things. Well, the craziest part about that thing is you were designed for something specific. So if God told you, Abram, to go and I will show you the land, go to Canaan, and you say, oh no, I have this inclination that I should go to Canaan, right? Let's put ourselves in his shoes. God has called you to go to Mexico. You're like, God, I don't even know Spanish. I don't know anyone. There's a lot of news, you know, like whatever scare tactics or whatever is going through your mind, whatever that is, God has purposed you for something specifically. So when you don't go, and then you turn to God and you say, God, what is my purpose in life? What do you want me to do? And God's like, I've purposed you to go to Canaan. I've purposed you to go to Mexico. But instead, you think that you have options. You think that you were designed for something else. So then what you end up doing is playing your own God, lording over your own life. You decide that, hey, I think that I'm more qualified to make better decisions about my life, God. Thank you. I know that you've been there every step of the way. I know that I call myself a believer. I know that I walk with you. I know that I go to church, God. I know that I read your word. I know that I want to be, you know, I want to be a prophet. I want to be an interceder. But God, I think I've got this part of my life figured out. And then, you know, scripture says many are the plans of man, but it is God who directs the steps, right? So we all come up with a vision in our lives of what we want to become, what we want to do. But what if the vision of what God has for you is so much greater, which it is, not if it is. It is so much greater when we lean into that thing. But we think we have options. You think that God is a vending machine. I won't say that he's a genie because learned this recently. Genies are actually demons, but, you know, let me not digress a little bit, but you think that God's a vending machine. You think that you can have a different flavor of God at a different time. You think that you can go to God and suggest something otherwise, but I'm like, but why would you suggest something other if you know the very thing that God has assigned you to, you're going to be great into. So that leading, that inclination in your heart, that thing that's been calling you to do something for some time that you've been ignoring, may I suggest that in this season, as we take a moment to breathe, as we take a moment to do a pies check physically, intellectually, emotionally, and spiritually of where we're at, that we tap into what we feel we are being led by. Are we being led by our distractions? Are we being led by the Holy Spirit? We noticed that Holy Spirit was with Jesus when he led him into the desert to be tempted by Satan. Out of all places, he was still with him. He still had boundaries. The enemy still had the confines to not do anything out of the wilderness. And his angels were watching or ministering to him after. So you ask me, how do I know if I'm being led? Which way? Well, it's practice. You'll start to learn and start to understand what becomes a distraction or what becomes a pulling. I've felt people actually pull on me to call them or to text them. And sometimes it'll be in the middle of my prayer time, and that could be a good thing, and that could be kind of a bad thing as well. But I think the way, a way that I think that we can really tune in is to kind of tune in with your body, with yourself. I was also reading something else today where it was telling you to have yourself like unscheduled time. I think they call it non-time. So doing nothing, like you're not reading a book, you're not reading the Bible, you're not praying, you're literally just doing nothing. And I thought it was an interesting concept and an interesting idea, because I think about the times that when we aimlessly eat and we're not really hungry, we're just thirsty, or the body just needs something to do. And so instead of eating a meal or just getting up to walking, instead we snack, and then that's how we gain weight. I think of the same thing when we do life. We are so used to doing something that we don't get a chance to sit with ourselves to figure out what our bodies are telling us actually, right? If you sit with yourself long enough, you can start to discover how you feel, how your emotions are, what your soul really desires, what is from God, what is not from God. But instead, our adversary, our enemy, he decides to disguise it as being productive, as being busy, as being doing something. And doing something good isn't always the right thing to do, right? Like, there's times where Jesus left the crowds from doing his Father's business to be with his Father. If God too, Jesus, if Jesus too could walk away from, I'm going to say his ministry at this point, not permanently, but in, you know, figuratively in the setting, if he could walk away from it to do nothing, to sit before the Father, then how much more could we do? How much more could it be for you to just sit there and do nothing? To tap in, to feel, to think, to cast down every thought that isn't like God. So for this week, I want you to sit with that. I want you to feel your feelings. I want you to feel your soul. I want you to start getting an understanding of what it is to feel pulled towards good and towards bad. And not bad. I feel like we should recategorize that word. Try to think of something that's a little less negatory, that's something good and something that, you know, less good. We'll put it like that. Good and less good. You have two different options, and there's things you should be doing and there's things you shouldn't be doing, but that doesn't mean that they're bad, that they're evil, that they're all demonic, that they could just be micro distractions from what you need to be focused on. The multitasking of life is getting in our ways to start understanding and to hearing from God prophetically. And it's kind of ruined me in some instances too. And I'm trying to find my way back, trying to find the hearing and the healing and what God is saying, what's being led, understanding if my heart's desires are really aligned to God, so that we're not living a lie, or we're not living a life that is a lie, that we may go before God and he can say, well done, my faithful servant, who am well pleased, right? Like, that's, we want to be pleasing to God. We want to live the life that God orchestrated us. Otherwise, we don't find joy in the life, because we don't get a chance to live the life that God has given us. We end up living our own lives, and we become dismissive. We become unthankful, ungrateful. And I want you to live. So where are you being led in this season? Are you being led to goodness and greatness? Or are you being led to distractions? So today, let me pray for us as we embark in this new season of being led the way that God wants to lead us. Dear God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit that is our Paraclete, Lord, the one that is our helper, that is our guide, that pulls on our heart in the distinction and the direction that you need us to go, God. Illuminate our eyes, God, so that we may see, that we may hear from you, that we may calm down the other distractions in this world, God, that make us unable and unattuned to hear from you, to hear from the things that you've given us as signals. You've given us as signals to tell us where to go, what to do, how to do it, God. Yet we continue to ignore it, God. Lord, we ask, Lord, for forgiveness. We repent and we turn away from our wicked ways to disobey you, God, to disobey you and to rebel against you, Lord, just to separate ourselves from your holiness, from your glory, God. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you come into our minds and our spirit and that we are directed with goodness and greatness. Cancel the lies of the enemy and the distractions, Lord, that get us off track to not live the life that we were purposed to live, that you saw in our mother's wounds when you created us. Lord, you are wonderful in all your ways, and we are grateful, Lord, for revelation, words of knowledge and information. Let us take heed to be led the way that you want us to go in this season. In your son's matchless name, Jesus. Amen.